now.
Rewound Radio proudly presents.
Oh, I wonder who this is going to be.
Superstar.
Wow, is it somebody good? I hope it's somebody really, really good. Who is it?
John Wolfert.
Who? Yeah, I know. Well, I'll tell you what. Stay with me for the next few hours right here on Rewound Radio, and I'll tell you who I am and what I'm doing here. Unless, of course, you just don't care.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me?
Don't you care?
Don't you care?
Don't you care?
Don't you care?
Rewound Radio with the Buckinghams on a Sunday afternoon with John Wolfert. I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, hey, it's taken me 4 years just to get used to listening to Alan Sniffen. Who are you? Do not worry, I will explain it to you.
Turn it on and leave it on.
It's the only way you're going to find out.
Rewound Radio, the best music.
And here's some more of that best music on Rewound. We got a little Rolling Stones action. It's only Rewound Radio, but I like it. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I can stick my hand in my heart.
Not exactly sure, but I think he likes it. There has to have been a shorter way to say that. Maybe something in 3 to 5 seconds. I don't know. Do they make music that short? The answer is yes, they do. That's what I do when I'm not busy doing a show on Rewound Radio, which is always. Hi, everyone. My name is John Wolfert, and I have done radio DJ shows before, but it's been, 42 years since I've done a DJ show like this one. And face it, if you left your car in the garage for 42 years and hadn't started it up, would you expect the battery to still be good after all that time? Well, we're going to see how long it takes my battery to get charged up and remember how to do this. But it is fun to do, having a good time, and I'm glad you're out there with me because we have some interesting stuff for you this afternoon. In addition to a lot of Rewound music, we have some stuff that you don't ordinarily hear on Rewound Radio, some commercials and some jingles and some background stories behind some of the music. And, okay, I keep using the word jingles. Now, what am I talking about? Well, our company, Jam Creative Productions, makes those little songs that sing you the name of the radio station. And we've been doing that for years. For example, if you listened to New York radio in the 70s, you probably heard
WABC.
We made that. That's a jingle. If you've listened to New York radio in the last 12 minutes, you probably heard
CBS FM.
We made that. That's a jingle. And if you listen to Rewound Radio, like I know you do, you're going to hear
Rewound Radio.
Are you shocked? Those things have to come from somewhere. We make them longer, we make them shorter. But those are jingles. We're going to talk just a little bit about that. I know 9 of you wish we would devote 3 hours to it, but the rest of you, trust me, it's going to be all right. Until then, here's Shocking Blue on Rewound. Venus with a V. That's Shocking Blue. The song was later done in the 80s by Bananarama, but we just do 50s, 60s, and 70s music here.
Rewound Radio with the power of music.
The lovely and talented Anna Gray. See, the people who sing those things are real people. They have names. I know who they are. Hey, if you'd like to make a comment about what's going on here on Rewound Radio this afternoon, head on over to the Rewound Radio Facebook page and leave a message that you love it, that you hate it, that you really don't know what's going on. And that way, we won't have to hear about it through the grapevine. Rewound Radio. Actually, you're hearing it through the internet if you want to be technically accurate about it.
You found the Rewound sound. Rewound.
Where it it's not how old it is, it's how good it is. And this is a good one. Ruby and the Romantics from Akron, Ohio, where they were just dreaming about the idea of having a number one song one day.
Our day will
Rewound Radio with John Wolfert, trying to not do too much damage here on a Sunday afternoon. That strange sound you hear in the background is probably Alan Sniffen sobbing. What is he doing to my station? It'll be over soon. Hey, in a couple of minutes, we're going to be playing an Aretha Franklin song you don't normally hear
on Rewound
or anywhere else these days. Stick around, find out what it is. But in the meantime, from Canada, guess who?
She's come.
And the last note, all those old DJ things just come flooding right back to you. It's pathetic, isn't it? It's like falling off a bike. You really can't forget how to do it. Rewound Radio, where we like to say it's not how old it is, it's how good it is. But we should possibly amend that to it's not how long it is, it's how good it is. Because here's something tasty from Aretha Franklin, and it's only 60 seconds long.
Franklin drinks Coke after Coke.
Hey, thank you, Lucky Chucky. That was Chuck Leonard on the end of that. And when Aretha Franklin wasn't busy singing jingles, she made some good songs, too.
No, you don't call anymore. Tap on your window pane.
Tap anywhere you like. Aretha Franklin on Rewound Radio, where we are breaking all of the rules. Now, look, I know there are probably a handful of radio professionals listening into this for one reason or another, and they're thinking, it's all wrong. You're backselling the music, and you're talking too much, and the music rotation isn't right. Hey, I don't see any people meter hooked up to this thing, do you? We're just having a good time doing stuff that we think you're going to like to hear, and you know what the secret is? Those radio people wish they could do that, too.
All of your favorite.
We got it.
Rewound Radio.
And so, a little CCR action. Feeling queasy about this show? There's a bathroom on the right.
I see the very moon rising.
John Wolfert, Rewound Radio.
And I hope you're enjoying this first John Wolfert show. It may be the only John Wolfert show on Rewound. We'll just have to see. How is it sounding? Are you speechless? I guess so. I'm not leaving yet. Not yet. Rewound Radio blowing off a little bit of steam. Hey, if you were with me earlier, well, first of all, if you weren't, where were you? You're late. But if you were around, you heard me talking about the fact that I am actually in the jingle business and we make those radio station jingles. You may wonder, why would somebody choose to get into that field? I will explain it all to you sometime during the next hour, so just keep it right here.
Rewound Radio.
Hello. Rewound Radio with John Wolfert on a Sunday afternoon. Well, I think it's Sunday afternoon, but come to think of it, you know, this is streaming all the time. It could be morning some places. It could be dinner time. International Dateline. It could be tomorrow by now. Very confusing. Better to not think about it at all. Hey, since we're talking about jingles and commercials this afternoon, you know that a lot of times hit songs are used in commercials, and you might be wondering how that comes about. We'll talk to Carly Simon about that in a minute.
Rewound music.
All of your favorites.
We got them.
Rewound Radio.
You can trust a mouth like that. Rewound Radio is what you got in your ear. See, you thought it was an infection. John Wolford spending a little bit of time with you today, and as we've been talking about, I'm interested in jingles and commercials because I make jingles and commercials when I'm not doing this, whatever this is. And every now and then, you will hear a hit song, occasionally even the original version performed by the original artist, used in a commercial. Happens quite a lot, actually. And one of the earliest and most famous examples of that happened in the late 70s when Heinz Ketchup did a couple of really clever commercials. And now you remember ketchup, it used to come in bottles before there were squeeze bottles. And the big problem with ketchup was you would turn over the bottle and the ketchup was so thick it would take forever to come out. And you'd slap the bottle and it took forever. So Heinz decided to kind of make fun of that whole problem and turn it into a positive. So they made some great TV commercials. And in the background of them was Carly Simon's song Anticipation, which made perfect sense because you're anticipating the ketchup coming out. Now, I just went to YouTube to make sure that you can actually find this commercial on there, and it comes right up. So if you go to YouTube, all you have to search for is Heinz Anticipation, and you'll be able to see the video of it and get the idea what I'm talking about. But I actually had the opportunity to talk to Carly Simon several years ago, and one of the things I asked her was, why? Why did she decide to allow Heinz to use that song of hers in their commercial, and did she regret doing it? Did she think it was a good idea? Here's what Carly had to say.
I go through periods where I regret having done that and other periods where I think, no, it was great and it turned out fine. The reason that I have to remember that the reason I did it in the first place was I had just had my first baby and I was so caught up in motherhood and I thought I'll never go back and record again. And I was, I didn't ever want to feel that James had to support me. I was married then to James Taylor. And I didn't ever want to feel as if I was financially dependent upon him. So I had this feeling as if I really should go out and, you know, make the kind of money that I could make now because I wasn't going to be able to make it in the ensuing years because I would just be a mother. I wouldn't have time to make any more records or, you know, make any new songs. So I sold Anticipation. And I figured I'd invest that money and live off it for the next 3 months.
We can never know about the days to come. These are the good old days.
These are the good old days. Even though we love to rewind history here at Rewound Radio, don't lose sight of the fact that there is a now going on outside as well. And special thanks to Carly Simon for giving us that rare insight into how her song ended up in a commercial. Not the usual interview question, but this isn't your usual kind of station, is it?
This is Rewound Radio.
And we'd love to know what you think about what's going on here today. So go over to Facebook, go to the Rewound Radio page, and leave your comments there for all the world to see.
Rewound.
If you can't stick around for the whole show today, promise me that you'll stay here another few minutes till the end of the hour because I've got one of the greatest DJ song intro talkovers of all time to play you.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. For once in my life.
Rewound Radio, where it's not how old it is, it's how good it is, and it's how well can you play the harmonica. And the answer is, not much better than Stevie Wonder. Hi, it's John Wolford, having a good time with you, keeping it going right here.
RewoundRadio.com.
And since this is Rewound Radio, we play you the songs you don't hear every place else, like this one from Todd Rundgren.
Leroy, boy, is that you?
And when we're with you, we'll get me one, two.
Gotta love that ending. Rewound Radio. Now, we know that there are a lot of people who listen to Rewound who are music fans. That makes sense. And let's see, there's also survey fans and a lot of radio fans, because people are fans of the top 40 radio stations that existed in the 60s and 70s and a lot of the great DJs who were on the air then. In fact, that's why Rewound has a DJ Hall of Fame show to play some of those old recordings for you on Saturdays. Well, we're not going to let one of those guys replace me here. Might be an improvement, but besides that, we know that there are a lot of people listening who either have been DJs or wish they were DJs, and here's the test to know whether you're one of those people. You know, one of the things that top 40 DJs love to do is talk up the intro of a song, which means, let's say a song has a 10-second or so musical introduction before the singing starts. Well, you love to just say what it is you want to say and finish your thought and have it hit exactly at the right moment so that the singer takes over when you stop. And it's just a horrible thing altogether if you screw that up and step on the vocal. Sometimes it's called hitting the post. There's different names for it, but it's just something that DJs cannot get out of their systems. And you know, if you're one of these people, if you're driving in the car all by yourself and a song comes on the radio and you find yourself doing an intro out loud to nobody just to make sure that you can still hit the post. Well, one of the greatest at doing that in history was, of course, Dan Ingram. Dan Ingram was on WABC from 1961 to 1982, one of the best top 40 DJs, if not the best ever. And he was a master at talking up intros with funny little bits and stuff like that. But I happened to be recording his show one day, and I heard the absolute masterpiece of doing that. You're going to listen to a recording that was made off the air of WABC on New Year's Eve, 1976. And the song in question, the intro, is over a minute long. And listen to how Dan expertly dances around this and just does everything perfectly. It is a classic.
Time for more music radio air checks on Rewound Radio.
Get your free top 100 list at record stores and 7-Eleven stores.
WABC Top 176.
Number one record of the year 1976. Yes, sir.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
Oh, the boss just walked in. Hiya, boss. What is it you want? It's New Year's Eve.
I called you here today.
Yeah?
For a bit of bad news.
Whoa. What do you mean, bad news? I know we've been haggling about things, but I figured we'd eventually get to some sort of...
I won't be able to see you now.
Oh, it's all over, huh?
Because of my obligations.
I understand, of course.
And the ties that you have.
I never wear ties, boss. Don't you? Haven't you noticed? It's open shirt, you know.
We've been meeting here.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, well, sure. 15 years. A long time.
And since this is our last day together.
Yeah, well, this is it, huh?
I want to hold you.
Okay, now, wait a minute. I just because, wait. Just
one more time.
You used to give me a little patch in the backside as I went out the door, but I mean, you know.
When you turn and walk away.
Yes.
Don't look back.
No, I won't. I just keep walking down the street. You know, there's people down there. Need me.
I want to remember you.
Yeah.
Just like this.
You son of a gun.
Let's just kiss.
Ah, come on.
And say goodbye.
Now, what are you putting the drapes for? Come on. What are you putting? Open up the Venetian blinds. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things
Okay, you know what? I've had an entire hour now to warm up and remember where the buttons are, and I just thought I was getting back in the groove. And then you hear someone like Dan Ingram do it and wonder why you're even here. But you know what? Let's do it anyway. Let's pump this thing up. Let's go. Let's go.
Rewound Radio.
What do we got here?
Another hour of Rewound Power. John Wolfert.
That's me, proud to be on Rewound Radio today. And I want you to stick around because soon I'm going to tell you the real story of how I got interested in making all those jingles.
What you find?
Rewound. That's one of those great intro songs that DJs love to play because it comes on so strong that no matter what you play in front of it, it always makes a great transition. Hi, I'm John Wolfert. I'm happy to be here on the 40th floor of the Rewound Radio building overlooking the skyline. Or perhaps this is the unfinished crawl space underneath Alan Sniffen's dining room. I'm not really sure.
The classic sound.
Sure that this is a song I played a million times back in 1970. Here's 100 Proof, Aged in Soul. It couldn't be me. I'm usually up all night in the recording studio making jingles for radio stations all over the place. So let's talk about that for just a minute, because I know that of the five people still listening to me, three of them probably want to hear a little bit more about the jingles. So I will talk to you about that. In case you missed the introduction in the first hour, my name is John Wolfert, and when I'm not trying to relive my disc jockey past from decades ago, which is a lot of fun, what I do is write and produce and record and mix radio station jingles. And I work with a lot of creative people at my company, Jam Creative Productions. That includes musicians and singers, writers, arrangers, recording engineers, support people. And we've been doing this for over 40 years now, which is unbelievable. But it means that there's a really high probability that you've heard something we've done if you've listened to the radio anywhere in the world. Now, this isn't supposed to be a big commercial for Jam, so I'm just giving you that as background information. And the question that a lot of people have is, that's a real specialized little niche field there, making these jingles for radio stations, because there's only a handful of companies on planet Earth that do what we do. So how did I get interested in doing that? Well, I'm going to tell you this little story because I think many of you, if you were around during the golden age of top 40 in the 60s and 70s, probably have a similar story and you'll be able to relate to this. So let's go back in time to the 60s. Do we have any time travel music possibly? Could we? There you go. Much better. Much better. The magic of radio. So cast your mind back to the 60s. I'm growing up in New York. I'm about 10 years old. I discover rock and roll. I have a little radio next to my bed, a little AM-only radio, and my favorite station became WABC, like millions of other people. So not only did I get to know the songs and the DJs and all that, I got to know the jingles on the station because they were an important part of it. And every 3 or 4 minutes, they would sing you something about the station or the name of the jock you were listening to or some other invaluable information. Now, this was back in the days when most of the radio stations that had an audience were on AM radio. FM was really just beautiful music and Broadway tunes and stuff like that at this time. And the thing about AM radio is, at night, the signal bounces off the ionosphere and you can pick up radio stations from far away, which I discovered was an interesting little hobby, just to listen at night and see what stations I could log from far away. It's called DXing. And one fateful night, I heard something really interesting. There was a jingle on WABC I was familiar with, and it sounded like this.
77 super hit ABC. It's a hit.
But one night I was able to tape this off my radio.
Come on, baby. What is it now?
WKYT Radio 11.
Tell them how it is.
It's a grabber.
Woo!
And a few years later, there was this.
Fly? Well, we all should fly tonight. Take my hand, honey, flap your arms vigorously and jump off the nearest building. And, well, be an optimist about it. On the way down, wave to all your friends and say, hey, I'm all right so far! Oh!
WMEX.
Tell them about it, baby, huh?
Boston's best.
Right. And then later there was this.
I'm not talking too fast. You're listening too slow. 1826, get your kicks.
C-H-U-M 1050 Toronto.
It's for free, baby.
It's a price.
Yeah, we just don't like the beat.
And it just blew my mind that all of these different radio stations had the same jingle resung with a slightly different melody and different words, and it fascinated me. By the way, one other note about those three examples I picked, they're all the same DJ. They're all Big Jack Armstrong, who was terrific and worked at so many stations that I was able to actually compile him using the same jingle at probably half a dozen different stations. But that's another story. The best way I can explain to you why that jingle revelation was so fascinating is like this. Suppose you're a Beatles fan and you are positive you know all of their songs. And then one day you're on a trip and you're in another city. You turn on the radio and discover the Beatles had sung them all over again.
Oh, come up, come to me. Tune in to me, they first time. Oh, come up, come to me. Come give me thine a hand. Come give me thine a hand. Come give me thine a hand. Oh, do be so sure. Should be a diamond. It will be together. Come give me thine a hand. Come give me thine a hand. Come give me thine a hand. In thine an almond bin it glutly unfroze.
How that would blow your mind if you hadn't heard it before. And it was the same for me with the jingles. I wanted to find out who those singers are and where did that come from and who wrote that and how come the same jingle appears on all these different radio stations all over the country. Well, the jingles actually combined all of my interests all along, which were radio and audio and production and electronics and music, because I studied that too. And eventually I was able to get a job at the company that did make all those jingles back then, which is a company called PAMS. A few years after that, my wife and I started our own company, JAM. And then, believe it or not, eventually we acquired PAMS. So that's why you can hear those great PAMS jingles right here on Rewound Radio. Well, I'm positive that I've told you 10 times more about all of this than you ever wanted to know. So let's get back to what we're really here for.
'60s and '70s, best music.
Coming right up.
Your favorite station, Rewound Radio.
And all I can say is, if you don't get it, if you weren't around in the '60s when AM radio stations were important and jingles were the most fun part, maybe you were just born too late. It's never too late. We welcome children of all ages here.
Rewound Radio.
And now, by special request, I know this isn't really a request show, but when your wife asks for something, you know...
Hey, girl, I bet you...
On Rewound Radio. That's for Mary Lynn. After putting up with the radio and jingle business all these years, it's the least I can do. No, seriously, I looked it up. This is the least I can do. So I was wondering, is that song the first rap song, the rapper? Then it occurred to me, no. This is the first rap song. It's the Cool Jerk. Can you do it? Well, can you? Can you do it? Just say yes, and I will believe you. That's how this relationship is going to work. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday with me.
John Wolfert. Rewound Radio.
Oh, the new station liner guy is here to try out. Okay, just pick up one of those cards, read what it says. Perfect. First take. After we ride the Marrakesh Express, we're going to hear from a guy whose voice was heard on stations coast to coast before he ever had his first number one song.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes, juggling the train through clear Moroccan skies, ducks and pigs and chickens call.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash all trying to get a ride on the Marrakesh Express, but they only have about $1.98 on their Metro card, so I don't know if that's going to work. John Wolfert with you on Rewound Radio on a Sunday. And if you do have any questions or comments one way or the other about what's going on here this afternoon, please head over to Facebook, type in Rewound Radio. That'll take you to the Rewound Radio page, which you should have bookmarked by now anyway. And you can leave a comment there or a question. If I see a question that I can answer, I will answer it right back to you right there on Facebook. Now, we've been talking about jingles and commercials a lot today for fun. And last hour, we heard Aretha Franklin do a Coca-Cola commercial. This hour, we have a guy whose voice was heard on top 40 stations from coast to coast in one of those ever annoying pimple cream advertisements. Do you remember this one?
Give your face something to smile about. Give your face something to smile about with Stridex.
You know that voice? Sure, that's Barry Manilow. Barry did a lot of commercial jingles in New York for a while, wrote a lot of them, performed on them before he ever had his first hit.
Give your face something to smile about with Stridex.
Now, I know what you're really thinking. Did Barry ever do anything really important? In other words, did Barry ever sing a station jingle?
WABC!
Well, thanks, Barry, but I don't think that was perfect.
One more time.
Yeah.
I'll give you now.
Good.
Hi, New York. This is Barry Manilow on WABC.
Well, there you go. You never know who's going to stop by to sing jingles for us today. You know, when Barry had his first number one song, Mandy, late in 1974, that Stridex ad was still running. So a lot of times he'd be heard back to back singing the jingle and singing his song. Gee, it's too bad he didn't sing a Rewound Radio jingle back then. That would have been a miracle.
Wouldn't believe her.
Manilow with the City Rhythm Band and his great backup singers Lady Flash always, always put on a terrific live show. And now, from the New York-based sound, we go to L.A. and listen to some fantastic studio musicians known as the Wrecking Crew, accompanied by the Mamas and the Papas.
California, 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 California,
we were California dreaming, so let's stay in California for a little while with the exact same musicians. This time they're playing for the fifth dimension. Rewound, whether you're listening in or New York or around the world, we know you're there. We can see you. Well, we can't actually see you. You don't have to put pants on. That's okay. But we do appreciate your spending some time with Rewound Radio because we're doing this for you. And this is John Wolford. At the beginning of that song, I mentioned the Wrecking Crew, which is a nickname for the incredible musicians in Los Angeles that performed on almost all of the hit records that came out of L.A. in the 60s. It's also the name of a documentary film, which was released a couple of weeks ago, but it was years in the making. In fact, I saw a screening of it about 5 years ago, and the producers were trying to get the money together to license all the songs that were part of the film. And eventually they started a Kickstarter campaign and some big donors helped them out. And finally their movie is out and you should see it if you are interested in this music because it's really fascinating to hear the background stories of the musicians who played on all these tracks, but you never knew their names. There's a couple of other movies that should be on your required viewing list, too. These are older movies. One is called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. It's a documentary about all the guys in Detroit that played on all those incredible Motown hits for so long. And then another one, which is a little more recent, is called 20 Feet from Stardom. That one is about the backup singers, and it, too, is fascinating. So if you're looking for some movies to rent or some movies to see, I suggest you add those to your list.
Rewound Radio.
Sonny, I love you. I love you.
On Rewound Radio.
I love you.
I hope it's sunny wherever you are at the moment. Unless, of course, it's supposed to be nighttime where you are at the moment, in which case, that would indicate a very strange astronomical event is taking place, and we should call the news department. Oh, wait, we don't have a news department. What was I thinking? Well, I've forgotten my name, but the singers know it.
John Wolford,
that's it.
Rewound Radio.
I know that this is Steve Stills and Buffalo Springfield.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why at all.
Do you think she loves you? Do you think at all? Obviously not. You think all you have to do is show up and she'll go,
whoopee! Rewound Radio.
Have a little simple quiz for you coming up next. No need to call in or write in. There's nothing to win. It's just a little brain teaser. The Bee Gees still have a touch of that Saturday Night Fever here on Rewound Radio. Now, about that little quiz I was talking about, nothing to win, don't call in, simple. Who do you hear singing on this song?
Who wants to buy? This diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you got someone whose love is true.
Rewound Radio and This Diamond Ring, which was a number one song for Gary Lewis and the Playboys in January of 1965. So your answer to my little trivia question is probably, well, I'm hearing Gary Lewis. And that's true, but you see, it's a trick question because you're hearing a lot of other voices in the background. Well, that's not exactly right either. You're hearing one other voice in the background several times. And that guy is named Ron Hicklin. Ron Hicklin became famous in Los Angeles as a session singer and a vocal contractor, and he had the gift of being able to go into the studio and sound just like the lead singer of a lot of these groups. But since Ron Hicklin being a jingle singer, there we go again, he had a lot more technical expertise than the stars usually did, meaning he could read music, he understood about harmony and all of this, and it's a lot faster for a guy like that to go in and do these extra parts than to try and get the star to do it. So when you're hearing Gary Lewis and the Playboys, or the Monkees, or Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, or dozens of others from that period of time, you're probably hearing more of Ron Hicklin and people like that than the actual star. So, now you know the truth. Oh, he was also Alvin in Alvin and the Chipmunks. How about that? But he was never Diana Ross.
I need love, love, to ease my mind.
Just can't hurry a good thing.
Rewound Radio.
And as we continue here on Amateur Hour today on Rewound Radio, just want you to know we have a lot of interesting stuff yet to cover today. Haven't used it all up, so leave it on. The Nitty Gritty Dirty Band here on Rewound Radio. Now we've got the first big hit from the band Chicago, but do you recall that the name of their first album was actually Chicago Transit Authority? And in fact, that was the original name of the band. Well, there turned out to be one little problem with that.
Come aboard the CTA, ride it there every day. Rapid transit really is your thing.
Ride the CTA.
Yeah, of course. CTA is and was the name of the rapid transit system in Chicago, and they didn't really want the band using that name. So, more money for the lawyers, and the group said, you know what, we're just going to call ourselves Chicago, and from then on, that's what they did. See, more music history told through the power of jingles, but the irony is that Chicago Transit Authority ended up having a commercial that sounded just like Chicago the band. Probably did not make them smile, but this was their first big hit from 1970 on Rewound Radio. Not the single, not the album version, the special Rewound Radio version of Make Me Smile, Chicago. Two down, one to go.
Rewound Radio. Another hour of Rewound Power.
And if you've joined us in progress and you're wondering what all this is today, hi there, my name's John Wolfert, and I'm trying to run the Rewound Radio machine and not break anything. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Doing my best. Looks like you're smiling.
Now if there's a smile on my face, don't let my bad expression
get on the
wrong impression. Don't let this smile I wear make you think that I don't care.
How many top 40 songs can you think of that include Pagliacci in the lyrics? That's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, of course, on Rewound Radio. John Wolfert sitting in here, thanks to the good graces of Alan Sniffen, who invited me to do this show today. And let me tell you a little bit about how I first came to know Alan. Now, Alan, from time to time, has said some very nice things about me, explaining to you all about how I do the jingles that you hear on Rewound Radio and a lot of other stations. But no one has ever said a lot of nice stuff about Alan. I wonder why that is. Well, here's the story. Back a long time ago, I think it was 1997, I got an email from a friend of mine who said, hey, there's a guy putting together a website all about music radio, WABC. And my friend knew I was interested in that station and thought I'd want to see it. Well, my initial reaction was to go, oh, no, because I'd seen so many of these station tribute websites that were full of inaccuracies and just plain wrong information or missing information or, you know. And so I actually put off looking at this for 2 or 3 days because I thought it might drive me crazy. Finally, I did go to look at the very beginnings of the MusicRadio77.com website that Alan was building. And I started reading his introduction, and about halfway through it, I said, who is this guy? This sounds like I wrote it. Because not only was everything accurate and complete, but it reflected all of my feelings about the station pretty well. So I got in touch with Alan and said, hey, you know, you're doing a good job here, and maybe I can help you out and contribute a few things, particularly on the jingle side, since we've been doing the jingles for WABC for decades. And also, I spent a lot of time at WABC visiting and on business. So I thought that perhaps I could contribute something. So we struck up a very good email friendship just to help get the MusicRadio77.com website launched. And it wasn't actually until a year or two later that we first met face-to-face. So it's amazing what relationships can develop just electronically these days. But I still have great regard for Alan's desire for accuracy on all of the website stuff that he does. And the Rewound Radio is a labor of love for Alan. Make no mistake about this. He's not making a dime. He's actually paying to be able to do this, and it's just because he enjoys it. He likes Top 40 Radio, and it's fun. And that's why I'm here, happy to be running the Rewound Radio machine for a few hours here myself. And I want to just give this shout out to Alan and thank him for all of his hard work on our behalf. And don't forget, it was the popularity of the MusicRadio77.com website that encouraged real WABC to start doing their rewound specials on Memorial Day from 1998 through 2008. On Memorial Day, the station would play actual tapes from their music radio days. Of course, it's a talk station now, but they would play the old songs and the old newscasts and the old commercials and the old DJs for an entire day, and then they'd do a talk show that evening, which I was fortunate enough to be a guest on several times. And, of course, Alan was there every year along with others. And it was just great. But it never would have happened had Alan decided to go to the movies instead of making websites and making online stations and message boards and all that good stuff. So on behalf of all of us, thank you, Alan.
This is RewoundRadio.com.
It's your baby. Those are my babies. So wait, this is our baby? Hmm. This is getting weird.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I see it.
That's the train of freedom.
Amtrak? Really?
It's about to arrive in a minute now.
I wouldn't be too sure.
You know, it's been long, long overdue.
Now that I believe completely.
Look out, cause it's coming right on through.
I'm here trying to come through for you.
John Wolfert.
Who?
Right here on Rewound Radio.
Oh, darling.
Hey, Paul, don't strain your voice like that, man. You may actually need it for your performance on the Grammys. What? Too late?
RewoundRadio.com.
Oops. Moving right along. After the birds tell us what it's like to be a rock and roll star, We're going to hear from a real star. Ann Murray is going to tell you what it took for her to get her record deal, and also how she was able to listen to rock and roll music growing up in a remote part of Canada. I think you're going to be interested in that. Here are the Birds on Rewound Radio. Rewound Radio with the Birds, giving you their take on what it's like to be a rock and roll star. Well, Ann Murray was a rock and roll star. She had a string of hits starting in 1970, going about 11 years. And a while back, I had a chance to have a very nice conversation with her. She's a very nice lady. And one of the things I wanted to know was, growing up in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, Canada, which you don't think of as the music capital of the world necessarily, how was she able to keep in touch with what was happening and what was going on in pop music? Here's what she told me.
Living in Spring Hill, after 6 o'clock at night, we had all the New York stations beamed up the coast, so we could listen to WABC, any of the New York stations. And everyone figured we were in the boonies, but we certainly had our finger on the pulse of what was going on in the music industry, so we had the rock and roll.
So how about that? The stations that influenced us because of the music they were playing influenced the people that would later make the music. I also asked Ann about getting her big record deal. I know she had seen several Canadian companies, and then she came to the States.
We went around and talked to them, and they all were going to give us the same deal as the small Canadian company. And the last place we went was Capitol Records, and we walked in there, and we said, look, we want this, and we want that, and we're sick and tired of fooling around with people who want to do this, and blah, blah, blah. Both of us, kids off the street from Nova Scotia who didn't know anything. And we talked ourselves into thinking we were both the greatest thing since sliced bread. Walked in there real adamant, and they said, fine. The Capitol Records said, fine, no problem there. No, that's great, that's great. And we want to know, we want to put strings and horns and all this, and I'd never even heard my voice with strings or anything. I didn't know what I was talking about, but they said, yeah, whatever you want. I said, I want a guaranteed income. Fine, yeah, no problem. We walked out of there, and we shaking our heads, saying, what do they know that we don't? And that was the album Snowbird was on.
Beneath its snowy metal, cold and thin, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green.
Go. The first big hit for Ann Murray, and thanks to her for relaying that old story. But it's not how old it is.
At RewoundRadio.com, it's how good it is.
And in doing some old-fashioned show prep, what, for this, I discovered on today's date, March 29th in 1795, Beethoven debuted as a pianist in Vienna, and on this date in 1827, 20,000 attended his funeral. So,
well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
Of course, Chuck Berry. And let me just say a few things now, in case there are any people listening who are currently in the radio business. Radio program directors, on-air talent, consultants. You never know who's out there. And as you're shaking your head back and forth about this show that I've been trying to do here today, let me remind you of a few things. First of all, it's really hard to say Rewound Radio, because I challenge you to say that five times fast and have it not come out as We Wound Wadio. It just sounds like Looney Tunes. So you have to learn how to do that. Then, of course, remembering how to do a show when you haven't done one in 40-plus years. Now, I've done a few guest things here and there over the years, but not a full three-hour show like this in a long, long time. So learning to getting used to running the board again, which is one of the most enjoyable parts, really, and having things all blend together. So that's coming back. That's kind of fun, but it takes a little while to knock all that rust off. And then think about all the things we don't have to work with today. We're not doing any weather forecasts. We don't have any commercials. We don't have any contests going. So this is like putting together a show from scratch. I don't have a computer with selector on it to tell me what music to play. This is what DJs used to do years ago. They'd put together programs that their audience hopefully enjoyed. It's not necessarily mass appeal, but it's fun.
John Wolfert, Rewound Radio.
And it takes a lot of love to pull off Rewound Radio because that's all we're getting paid in. Show me a little love and stick with me for the rest of the hour here as we hear Nicolette Larson on Rewound Radio.
Gonna take a lot of love to change the way things are. It's gonna take a lot of love.
Rewound Radio, and it's gonna take a lot of love for you to keep putting up with all these commercials and jingles I'm playing you this afternoon, but there's another one coming.
Best on the web, Rewound Radio.
So stand by for that. And I'm learning my way around the Rewound Radio studio here. I know where the music is. I know where the chocolate is. I don't know what that thing is over there. Oh, that's that thing with Rich Appel. Oh, that's right. He'll be here at 6. He'll be here. Don't worry, baby.
Well, it's been building up inside of me for
Wilson and the Beach Boys, of course, on Rewound Radio. Now, you know, the Beach Boys also sang a few station ID jingles in their day.
Wonderful K-Y.
Yeah, okay, so don't quit your day job, and I won't quit mine. How about that? This afternoon, I've also been playing you a lot of commercials that were sung by recording artists. We heard from Barry Manilow last hour. We had Aretha Franklin before that. Well, in the 60s, there's a group you might remember who called themselves The Circle, with a Y. They were managed by Brian Epstein, just like the Beatles. And when they weren't making hits, they were making things like this. The Uncola, you remember that? The whole anti-establishment cola wars thing of the 60s. Well, you probably remember the morning sun shining like a red rubber ball. Sounds kind of like a supernova to me, but...
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Red rubber ball.
The Circle, Red Rubber Ball, a song that was co-written by Paul Simon. You're with John Wolfert on whatever this is.
It's Rewind!
Oh, that's right, that's right. Hey, remember when the Beatles split up and everybody thought Paul and John wouldn't write any more good stuff?
Rewound Radio!
Well, Paul proved that was silly with his first solo single.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom.
Radio with Paul and Linda McCartney. Hope you're enjoying today's reconstituted version of the John Wolfert Show. And head on over to Facebook and leave a comment. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs not visible, other fingers not allowed. I'll look. I'll be there.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, just look over your shoulder.
I'll be there.
Oh, you know I'll be there. Hey, at the beginning of the show, I told you that even though I was Mr. Jingle Guy, I wasn't going to play you an endless montage of jingles, but I think some of the fans are looking for some of that, so maybe after this next song, huh?
60s and 70s.
Music.
Rewound Radio.
So what happens if I reach over to this knob labeled soul and turn it up?
Huh.
Makes that funny noise.
Look here.
Okay, I'm looking. Oh yeah, feeling good on Rewound Radio with John Wolford, and only on Rewound Radio would there be an audience for what I am about to play you. Now, this is going to be a jingle montage. It's only a few minutes long. It's no longer than an average song, so don't go running off. It'll be over soon if you're not into this. But a lot of people actually like jingles, radio station jingles, for numerous reasons, not just people in radio who work with them, but there are a lot of listeners, fans, if you will, who enjoy the jingles and the nostalgia of them, and they appreciate the musical production of them and so forth. And I thought that before I got out of here today, the jingle fans deserve to hear a little bit of a montage. So this is not the most complete, most up-to-date thing. That's not what this is about. But it's a montage of New York City radio jingles in chronological order, starting with the oldest jingle in my collection, which is a WOR jingle that goes back to the 1930s, believe it or not. And some of these jingles I worked on, some of the later ones, some of the earlier ones were before my time, and some of them I remember from being a kid listening to the radio, like we talked about. But this is for the jingle fans.
Music and memories, Rewound Radio.
WABC. Whoopee.
More music on
77 WABC. Dan Ingram.
WABC.
Nothing but the hips. Then that was, then that is, then that's gonna be. Good Guy Radio. WMCA.
New York City.
like I told you, that could go on for hours and hours, but it won't. When Alan Sniffen first asked me to do this show, he thought I was going to do 3 hours about jingles. I wouldn't do that to you, baby.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel all right, cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling when the weary day is through?
Nobody but you would put up with all the jingle talk I've been doing today, so I have one more I want to share with you.
This is WBZ Radio, the station that wished on Boston and became a star. Do you like that?
Now, here's a CRC jingle from the early 60s.
Going crazy.
And it was used all over the country. It was written and produced by Quincy Jones in New York. And so was this.
It's my party and I cry if I want to. 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 You would cry too if it happened to you. Oh.
It's my party and I'm glad you came. It's been my honor to be with you today on Rewound Radio. But after 3 hours, I think the jingle singers are getting a little bit tired.
One, two, three, four, one.
John Wolfert.
No, you see what... Come on, try it one more time. Big finish, big finish.
John Wolfert.
Much better, thank you. I've had that jingle for 45 years, believe it or not. Still works. Speaking of parties, somebody should have warned me about this one.
Want some whiskey in your water? Sugar in your tea.
But this is the way to have fun, doing 3 hours on Rewound Radio. I've really enjoyed it, and thank you once again for having me. Thanks, Alan, for the opportunity. And play the last note. Thank you very much. Well, if you've ever heard a John Wolfert show before, you know there's always a Carole King song, and I always like to end with a song about the power of love. This will take care of both of those requirements for us. Remember, tomorrow's the first day of the rest of your life, and we'll see you later on Rewound Radio.
As I bask in the glow of a just lit fire.
John Wolfert wrapping it up here on Rewound Radio. Stay tuned for That Thing with Rich Appel, and let me leave you with this piece of advice.
Stay with the Rewound sound. All of your favorite music.